Undergraduate Research Mentor Award by the Council on Undergraduate Research's Geoscience Division annually recognizes an individual who serves as a role model for productive and transformative student-faculty mentoring relationships and for maintaining a sustained and innovative approach to the enterprise of undergraduate research. The 2015 recipient of GeoCur's Undergraduate Research Mentor Award is Mark Wilson, the Lewis M. and Marion Center Nixon Professor of Natural Sciences and Geology at the College of Worcester. Here, Mark begins talking about his own early exposure to research as an undergraduate student.
My research experience goes back even earlier, which is critical to my formation as a scientist. In high school, we had a research experience outside of the curriculum. I grew up in a desert town in Southern California, and one of our teachers, Leon Hunter, had an ingenious idea. He set up a desert research station with federal funding. And so from my sophomore year in high school, I did research, mostly desert biology research, with faculty members, with professors from universities who would visit. It was spectacular. And for that reason, I went to the College of Worcester as undergrad, the same school I'm teaching in, because of its required independent study program, because that's exactly what I wanted to do. And it was great. So I had a great advisor. I became a paleontologist, which is geology and biology combined, and have been one ever since. So yes, I had a strong undergraduate and high school research experience because I liked the idea of a testable question that was relatively small that a high school student could do and then a college student could do and then a young faculty member could do that could then build, you know, tile together into a larger project. And that concept has worked really well with undergraduate research because students could take smaller parts of a larger problem and then later we could fit them together into the result.
Maintaining the balance between research as good pedagogy and research with data-driven outcomes is not an easy one to achieve or maintain, and Mark offers his thoughts on this topic.
It's so easy to have really high expectations for student research, and you forget sometimes in the buzz of a great idea that the students are learning how to do this. And so it's often slower than you think it's going to be. So in my early years, I would have expected too much from students. And I learned to break projects down into smaller bits. And that has increased our teamwork with our research because we'll often have groups of students pursuing related projects, which is very realistic. It's much more what scientists actually do. And so they begin to see how they can combine their research with other research, both within their contemporary cohort and with previous students who've done similar work, and then see how that fits into the larger scheme. That has been the best advice I can imagine for doing undergraduate research mentoring, is to lower expectations and then raise them as the students proceed and you see what they can do and how the project develops.
Mark continues by discussing the student-faculty-mentor relationship and how to identify students that will be prepared to engage in their own research journey.
It is interesting because at Worcester, all students go through research. They all have an independent study requirement. So they all work for a year and a half in a directed way, a mentored way, on a particular project that results in a thesis. And while that's very egalitarian and very good for reasons we can talk about later, it also means it's challenging, that there are some students that are better than other students at doing this. And so we try very hard for each project, for each student, is potentially part of a publishable result. So they're not doing busy work, they're doing something that would add to knowledge and concepts. And then they're essentially thrown into that deep end of the pool, and we're in there to rescue them and find out just what they're best at. So we can often craft a project in progress toward the student's skills. For geology, it's a lot easier than many other fields because we're out in the field with them at the start of their projects. And that's where we get a really good sense of what their talents are and how best to match their talents to the particular problem in front of them.
the mandatory independent study requirement for students at the College of Worcester, Mark shares some of the efforts put into the design and outreach of the student work throughout their time on campus.
Because independent study is required at Worcester, we've worked it throughout the curriculum. So in a sense, we're both preparing our students for their eventual research experience from their very first course, to also recruiting students, in that we want to give them lots of experiences in various fields so they can make good choices as to what they want to do for their research. So I would say, and my colleague Megan Pollock has been especially good at this, the way that we knit research expectations into our courses has been important. So we now have projects within the courses that often require the whole class to address some specific issue and then take parts of it. And they learn how to use equipment and the literature and even do a little field work, even as first-year students. So that's, in a way, both a combination of preparation and recruitment for these students.
Sustaining the enterprise of undergraduate research mentoring over the long haul can be a challenge, but Mark offers us some suggestions for success.
From my experience, it's the department. The department is the platoon, and it has to have a good culture for research. Everyone has to buy in. And once the department has bought into this and sees the importance of undergraduate research, then there's constant conversation, both general and specific. We're talking a lot about the program and then the individual students and their progress. In our staff meetings every week, we have a list of all our seniors who are doing their independent study projects. We talk about each one each week, and their mentors then weigh in with the student progress. The rest will say what that student's doing in courses and so on. So this is really helpful, especially for a junior faculty member who's just starting the process, to be part of a team, to know that you're not alone and everybody else is doing similar things and watching your students, giving you advice. And that department culture is just essential. I would add that a college level policy is also critical. Even if it's not required for everybody, junior faculty need to get the credit they deserve for doing this kind of work. I've seen in other schools where independent study is not required, and some departments will do it more than others, that in their evaluation of faculty, they often don't take into account how much work it is to mentor student research. So the college or university needs to understand how much work that is, how important it is. So it has to be part of the college culture as well.
Mark was then challenged to suggest possible system-level changes so that more faculty can engage in undergraduate research mentoring.
I think a sabbatical leave program is essential. It only works here because we have a good leaves program. And it means that we have a chance to get out on our own without curricular responsibilities and pursue our own individual research. It doesn't work if the faculty member doesn't have a research program. And it's that research program that provides the seeds for the student research projects. So that faculty member must be diverse, have lots of ideas and lots of experiences that grow over the years. And the institution must support that time, and sabbatical leaves are the best way of doing that, or course releases or other ways to give faculty members time to do their own work, their own basic research.
Mark was kind enough to provide some advice for faculty that might be starting their own mentoring program and research community with students for the very first time.
Kerr, this is where the Council on Undergraduate Research is so critical, because it is so good for people like that. And I know many faculty members who are isolated in their mentoring of undergraduate research. Their department may not particularly support it. It may not be part of the university or college culture. Kerr is critical because there they can communicate with others across the world who do similar things. And going to meetings like GSA meetings and AGU meetings, I couldn't do this without the meetings. That's where I recharge. It's where I get new ideas. I meet with colleagues, we share stories, and even within, like, my own department, which is the best ever, I'm the only paleontologist, and so there's nobody who shares my particular expertise or passions. And so Kerr and the Paleontological Society and GSA are really important, and they have been since I was a pup.
There is no hesitation from Mark when he shares his greatest joy of being an undergraduate research mentor.
Oh, that's such a good question. And the answer that everyone at this college anyway will give, because this research is required of our students, is that we see many mediocre students who have not distinguished themselves in classroom work, blossom in independent study research. And it's just fantastic to watch the student who surprised themselves at how good they actually are at directed research. And they have skills they wouldn't have tapped without this kind of research experience. So it goes beyond the tests and the papers. And they're controlling their own destiny in many ways with their independent project. So that's by far the best, is to see these students, in a sense, intellectually rescued by an undergraduate research experience. And then I have to say, as an academic, there's a joy in seeing your own students become academics and have their own students who have their own undergraduate research. There's something about seeing that tradition being carried on through your own progeny that's a lot of fun. And graduate school isn't the goal, of course, of undergraduate research. But it's nice to see it continue in many ways from our own experiences. And then working as a team, this I didn't believe in my first years as a faculty member. It seemed isolated to me, even though our department had the culture. But now I just get such joy from working with colleagues in undergraduate research, because every week we sit down and we talk about what's going on with our current crop of students and the possibilities for the next year and the next year. We can plan long in advance and then just talk about our joys and our fears and our trepidations, what's working and what's not working, with complete honesty. Nobody feels exposed. So just there's a real joy in having good colleagues through this mentoring experience.
The conversation circled back around to the idea of providing an undergraduate research experience to all students versus some faculty institutions that only provide research opportunities to the top students.
I think an undergraduate research program that has a gateway that is controlled by, say, grade point average would be a mistake, because some of our very best researchers have been students with, as we said, mediocre performances. But they have an enthusiasm that grows as they get this independent experience. So if I was in a program in which we chose students to participate, I'd be very careful about performance-related requirements, that these qualifications must somehow take the spirit of the student into account and what they're likely to expand upon that we just don't see in a classroom. I would add, you may not want to put this in, that it works the other way, too. Some of our best students, classroom students, have not been so good in independent study research, that we expect the 4.0 student is going to be really good in the field and in the lab, and they turn out not to be so good. Some are not as independent. They've been really good at taking tests and writing papers. But when it comes to developing independent research questions and testing them, it's something that they don't do so well. And it's from that experience that we've pushed back research ideas farther and farther into our curriculum, because we see these good students who just don't have that independent spark, so we try to develop it more early. And, of course, we have mediocre students who do mediocre work as independent study students as well.
Just for fun, we presented Mark with the following situation. If he was able to create one policy change and had a large pool of funds to work with, What two things would he do to help geology students from all over engage in undergraduate research?
I would guarantee a sabbatical leave to pre-tenure faculty, that they get a chance either semester or a year before their tenure decision to be off on their own, developing their research project. Because that's where the seeds are for their students. It's essential that they get a really good start on that. And they can show the tenure committee, which I'm on at our college, their capabilities in research beyond their graduate school and what they've been able to do in their first few years. So a guaranteed research leave program for young faculty would be top of my list.
Mark was asked to reflect and share his thoughts on the future of undergraduate research. Is it just a bandwagon everyone is jumping on, or is it here to stay?
Yeah, I think it's going to keep going because the word is out that students, undergraduate students, gain so much from research experience. It's going to be very different across different schools. But we have here in Ohio, many schools, universities have developed honors programs and found ways in which they can have similar experiences for, especially their senior level students. So that has served them well. They're expanding those programs. Their difficulty is that they have trouble finding faculty who are willing to spend that kind of quality time with undergraduates because they have their own graduate programs. And so that may be where the undergraduate institutions like Worcester have some advantage in that it becomes our primary focus, not just one of many research programs for students. But I do believe it's going to grow, and for good reasons. It's also a distinctive American thing. It's something that students outside of the country don't get this kind of focused undergraduate attention, and it shows in the results. That's not to say that the results of foreign institutions are bad. It's just that we have an advantage in the world with this kind of attention paid to undergraduates.
Mark provides some final closing thoughts.
I certainly would emphasize again the importance of organizations like the Council on Undergraduate Research, because it provides this platform to talk about research. Because even places like here at Worcester, where we talk about it all the time, we desperately need outside ideas and challenges. And CUR and other organizations give that to us. So we're very proud of our membership in CUR and proud of our faculty who are leaders in CUR. So CUR and other organizations concentrating on undergraduate research are very important to this process.
Congratulations again to Mark Wilson, the 2015 recipient of the GeoCUR Undergraduate Research Mentor Award. This interview was conducted August 18th, 2015.